Alright, two reasons why I'm recording a podcast today. Wala lang. First kay, wala. First kay, I have a new mic. And second, I feel really, shall I say, inspired to just talk right now. And this podcast episode has been on the pipeline of the things that I have on my Google Drive. And I just wanted to share it with you now. So anyway, I've been feeling extra sentimental the past few days. I stumbled upon Art's Instagram profile while I was purging on my own profile. I mean, don't we do that, diba? You know, just random social media self-stalking, if that's even a thing. I don't know. I tapped on his username and saw his last few moments on Instagram, and there I saw myself. Fourth picture on his feed. Back then, I was fresh from a breakup, from a long-term relationship. So yeah, our story began when we accidentally just met up at church. We were coincidentally attending the same novena mass for our patron saint here in Cebu. Attending the 9-day novena was kind of my annual thing ever since I was in college. And I've kind of missed it already, like twice in a row now since the pandemic. So anyway, yeah, Art and I met again, after, I don't know, God knows how many years, we were childhood friends, and I guess you could say that we had history. That's why we just instantly clicked. Remembering those first few weeks of how our relationship began still puts a smile on my face. It's been 3 years since his passing, but a part of me still thinks of him. Is it still romance? Not entirely. It's the friendship and the companionship that he indulged me with in the last 6 months of his life. I've always wanted to write and share this episode, but never felt like the timing's quite right. But just days ago, I was reminded of him, and somehow, and in some ways, I felt like he's still here pushing me to become the best version of myself, like he always did when he was alive. This episode is not only a dedication to him and his life, but a gentle letter of comfort for everyone who has loved and lost. Since the love that you give is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't get close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. So I really, really like that song, no? And I think that's not a new song of JB, but recently learned ako na paminaw because of TikTok. So shout out to TikTok and thank you to TikTok for really good music recommendations. But yeah, anyway, so this episode has always been in the pipeline of my podcast catalog, but I wasn't really in the right headspace for it. I've been busy and there's just a lot of things I need to prioritize before my podcast, but then just last Friday, but it was a Friday, I forgot the date, some sort of nostalgia hit me. I probably suppressed this feeling for way too long. That's why I'm a bit emotional doing this. So yeah, one of his best friends and cousin, shout out to Vince by the way, replied to my story, and he said the most comforting words I never really thought I needed, words that would have probably come from his mouth if only I could hear him. Vin said that Art would have probably supported my podcasting journey so much had he been still alive. And those words came right through me because I realized that it might probably be him sending me a message. I've been putting off podcasting again because I've been mentally exhausted and felt like no inspiration has come to me. But then at that moment, I felt like he was here with me. It was like him telling me to stop lazing around and just get it over with. Like, just get it together. So yeah, Art was a goal-getter kind of person. I remember him always telling me nga mutap jud lagi siya sa engineering boards. He was so jealous of this best friend of his who topped the physical therapist licensure exam that he said to himself nga mutap sa lagi daw siya. I could never forget that. I believed he could. I really, really believed it. He was lazy, I mean, his mom would admit that as well, but he was really smart. He had this narrative to be the underdog daw. Like, he could have low grades, but then when the board exam day comes daw, he would shock everyone nga mutop siya. He manifested that so much, probably almost every day subconsciously. So, had he been still alive today, I'm almost really certain na he would really make it and he would top the engineering boards. But yeah, not many people would understand the kind of pain I felt when I lost him. I guess 6 months isn't a valid length of relationship for everyone. I felt the judgment. But when you're into so much hurt, other people's thoughts don't seem to matter as much as the pain you felt. The narrative I tell myself is that I've known him for years, that must still equate to something. But telling myself that invalidates the life he lived without me, and I don't want that. I wanted to celebrate his life as whole as possible. And not just the moments I remember because I was in it. And so I changed my perspective, one that is inclusive of everyone in his life. I've always thanked his mom for how a gentleman he has turned out to be. Back in grade school, man good, he annoys the hell out of me. And fast forward, then 10 years later, he grew up so fine. I'm also thankful for the girl before me, for loving him. He wouldn't have probably known what love was until he met her. And I'm always going to be grateful for that. These two significant women before me were the reasons I was able to appreciate him, because they shaped the best version of him for me. The last 6 months of his life were the first 6 months of my new beginning. New pa beginning pa. But anyway, I was growing out of my shell on my own because of him. No, I didn't do it for him. He didn't pound his thoughts in my head either. I did it for myself. He just helped me realize that I have to do it in order for me to become better. I was unconsciously becoming better and better, but I felt like I went back to square one when I lost him. I had to rebuild myself, pick up the scattered pieces of my heart when the world decided it was his time to go. I'm not entirely sure if losing him was necessary for my growth. I honestly, until now, I don't think it was necessary. I mean, the pain wasn't necessary. I didn't need that type of hurt to realize all the things I needed to realize. That's what I believe in. I could have realize it on my own, but I had to tell myself things that wouldn't make me hate the world so much. I had to tell myself that grief is a part of life and I had to go through it just so I couldn't hate the world so much. But if you ask me, what is life after grief? There is no life after grief. Grief is not a phase. Once you're in grief, you will forever find yourself back in it. I saw this quote on one of the Facebook group pages that I follow. It says, "Grief is not a feeling, but a neighborhood. This is where I come from. Everyone that I love still lives there." And that resonated so much to me. Because sure, we move on, find things to get busy about. Grief never shrinks, but people grow. So we grow around our griefs, and somehow and in some ways, it doesn't feel as heavy as it was yesterday. But I guess to be there forever, we must always strive to outgrow our grief, or else we will get swallowed whole by it. It doesn't get easier fast, and sometimes the emptiness is unbearable. But it does eventually become easy to move forward and go on with life. But it doesn't have to start right away either. Moving on at your own pace is what should only matter. People might say, "Na, get over yourself, it's been XX years." But you do not have to listen to them, nor do you need to explain the path you're taking on. Just as long as you know that you're moving towards something that's going to be better for yourself. However, as much as you can, find people who support you. Find people who may not know the journey you're taking on, but trusts that you're healing yourself any way that you can. Find people who understand that these people that you loved and lost will forever be a part of your life. And will forever be one of those most important pieces that shape you for who you are right now. And I tell you, it's not easy. People will judge. People will think that in order for you to prove that you've moved on, you would have to cut that part of you. But no, believe that it's what's holding you together. You wouldn't be who you are if not for the circumstances that life has put you through. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope I was able to share valuable thoughts and insights about loving in grief with you. Catch you all again in my next episode. Bye. Thank you.